And right now we are talking about the Winder Film Festival. The Winder Film Festival is a film festival celebrating trailblazing Indigenous filmmakers sharing the universal stories of Australia's First Nations people. I'm currently joined in the studio right now with Pauline Clegg. She's the festival's artistic director of the program, and I'm joined with her now to talk more about this year's program. Good morning, Pauline.
G'day.
It's so good to have you here in the studio. So next week the festival does kick off, and the opening film is called The Sun Above Me Never Sets, and it actually won the Best Film Award at this year's Moscow Film Festival. So could you talk to us a little about this film and why it's been selected for opening night?
Probably because it's a little bit of a cry, it's a little bit of a laugh, it's generational, and it has won the audience awards in quite a few festivals around the world. It just won in Germany last week the Best Audience Award as well. So, you know, it's getting a little bit of a name for itself. The community that makes it is from Saka, in the middle of Russia, and it's 100% made and produced by Indigenous filmmakers. So we thought it was good to sort of celebrate how they do it in that community, and they often do it with not a lot of money and just a lot of love from their community wanting to see their films on screen.
It is a massive celebration, and this is the fourth year of the Winder Film Festival. So could you talk a little about how the festival came about?
So I've worked probably for over 20 years at Imaginative, which is the largest Indigenous film festival in Canada. And probably about 7 years ago, I realised that I was seeing films from Australia that I hadn't seen in Australia. I was seeing them in Canada. And so I thought it's probably better to come back to my own country and do the work. So I finished up this year as a programmer at Imaginative, and we're now in our fourth year here at Winder, and it's been such a great journey in the last couple of years.
It's huge. And this year in the festival, there are 6 feature-length films, over 5 docos, and a bunch of short films too. You were talking about how this that film that we were talking about on opening night was like based in Russia. Are there any particular stories that you are particularly excited about?
They're all exciting. Oh, I've watched all of them. But I think, you know, Eating Up Easter, which is on the Friday afternoon, is a story, I suppose, telling climate change by also talking about the story of the Indigenous peoples of Easter Island and how they're trying to cope with this barrage of tourists that come in and leave their rubbish behind and affect the sort of small community. It sort of is a microcosm of the world in one little space, and what's happening to them is a great one. And I think all the features are great. You know, Edge of Knife, which is on Saturday night. Before that film started, only around 4 or 5 elders spoke the language. And by the end of the film, there were 35 speakers of that language. So that revitalization of celebration of languages as well. You know, we have the Camino Voyage, our first Gaelic film talking from Ireland. And I think it, also because it's United Nations Year of Indigenous Peoples' Languages, it was really important to show the breadth of films that are also being done in our languages that are helping to keep our languages alive by being in film and getting young people to see that, you know, there is no shame to see our languages up there on the big screen as well.
100%, which makes me think a lot about the closing film as well, which is called Vi, and it tells the 8 connected yet sort of fragmentary stories following one woman's cultural journey. The producers of Vi are also running a filmmaking masterclass, so I was wondering, could you talk to us a little about that?
Yeah, so that's on the Saturday morning at Event Cinema, and I think it was just because they have done, this is the second in a trilogy of features that they want to do, where they're raising the voices of communities that often haven't had the chance to tell the feature. And so they get eight directors. The first film was Waru, which was done with Maori female directors. And this time around, it's eight Pacific Island female directors. And it's quite a, you know, they're quite innovative in how they do their work and think outside the square. And I think we need a little bit of thinking outside the square in this day and age, and so that's why we wanted to do a masterclass with them. And then on the Sunday there's a story with Sherlene Campbell, there's a panel with Sherlene Campbell and Tasha Hubbard about how to tell stories of your community when they're hard stories to tell, and to, you know, when you're a part of that community as a filmmaker that makes those stories as well. Tasha is from Canada, and her film is We Will Stand Up, and it follows the story of a young boy who got shot in the back of the head by a farmer, and the farmer got acquitted, and it's the journey of that family, and she's related in some shape or form to that community. So there was this sort of kind of really beautiful way that she wove her own story into that film. And then Sherlene talks about domestic violence with Not Just Numbers on Sunday.
Yeah, I was just reading about Not Just Numbers. It was about family violence as well, right?
Yeah. And the way that they are combating it in town camps, and, you know, not sort of pointing fingers, but trying to work together as men and women to sort of kind of create a new way of dealing with it. Sherlene is one of the social workers that does it, as well as the filmmaker on this occasion. So it's a really important journey, I think, for us to celebrate. And it plays in NITV, and this coming week is Domestic Violence Week. So we thought it was fitting that it sort of starts the week off, even though it's a part of the last day of winter. Yeah.
And it is a celebration, as you were saying. It is like amplifying all these trailblazing Indigenous filmmakers, which is incredible. But as you were saying, it is also covering on some heavier issues as well. One thing that stood out to me was the short film, The Ties That Bind, given like the recent protests that were happening over the past few days. Could you talk a little about that short film?
So that's about a young boy coming to terms with standing up and being brave to walk away from violence and the rest of it. And it's a part of a package of Australian shorts that were all produced in the last year. And it won the Audience Award at Sydney Film Festival this year. So it's a nice little play to actually have all of the films play together, because they played separately at the Sydney Film Festival. So to see them all together is a great celebration.
Big cohesive celebration. Thank you so much, Pauline. I am joined in the studio with Pauline Clegg. She's telling us about the fourth Winder Film Festival. The whole thing does kick off next week from the 21st and runs all the way through till the 24th of November. It'll all be kicking off at Event Cinemas in George Streets, with tickets starting from $10. If you want to find out more about that story, or if you want to hear about more about any other events that we have covered on the program today, you can check that all out on our program page, so Hot Right Now on 2scr.com.au.